I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Joel, I know that coming up next week, Friday, is the Italian Heritage Festival here along Hurdle Avenue. And one of the big concerns and talking points with festivals in particular this year has been safety and safety with public gatherings. I mean, what in your mind, when you look at the Italian Heritage Festival, comes to the forefront when it comes to safety and making sure that, you know, another festival in the city of Buffalo is safe for the public?
Yeah, so they do a great job at the Italian Festival and really focusing on culture. So there's a lot of cultural events here in addition to the food. Also, there's a great job they do with the security. Buffalo Police Department has a presence, so there really haven't been any issues the last several years that the event has been here on Hurdle, and we don't expect any issues this year either.
I know that, especially in the Common Council, Councilwoman Zanetta Everhart brought up safety concerns, especially after the Juneteenth Festival and the weekend there, and just initiatives to try to make not just that festival, but other festivals in the city of Buffalo safer. What more is being done since then, at least that you could talk about, towards gearing towards festivals being safer, maybe having parameters, guidelines, or something like that to ensure there's no
fights? Yeah, so when we have special events like this in the city of Buffalo, they all go through a special events committee, and part of that special events committee is looking at like a security plan. So the Italian Festival Board does a great job in hiring a lot of security officers, so they have a presence here, and we, as I said, I don't expect any issues and look forward to a great cultural event next weekend.
Are you in support of maybe festivals having a little more guidelines for security purposes, for instance, teens being, I know that with the old home days and they're restricting no teens after I think 6 or 7 o'clock. Is that something that you'd be in favor of with certain festivals, just given maybe past history of something?
So I think it's important to, you know, talk to other municipalities, see what other ideas they have, and, you know, City of Buffalo could work with Amherst, Tonawanda, Kenmore, and try to all be on the same page.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.